Hello, my name is Sangoun de Jambre, and I'm the owner of Restaurant L'Air du Temps in Belgium. We have two Michelin stars, and we are in my new brasserie, and the name is Correspondance.
This is a magnificent space. It's into a taxi, and you're calling it a combination of a bistro and a brasserie. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Brasserie, it's a well-known dishes. It's in the common senses. It's a kind of steak tartare or ceviche or carbonade flamande. This kind of dishes, but bistro, it means made by a chef with a special touch. And this restaurant is pretty like this. Some common dish with a twist of maybe another country like Peru or Korea or Japan.
So can you describe a couple dishes?
Yes, we have UK. UK is Korean beef tartare, not really well known here in Belgium. And we have eggplant or miso. It's mainly Japanese. We have a Peruvian ceviche. This kind of dishes, yes.
You have a lunch menu and then you have also a full menu.
Exactly, we have three different spaces. The one is mainly restaurant. You can take your time, have a nice dinner. And you have a brasserie there. You can eat, grab some food and eat, just drink a glass of wine. And we have another space for events and for different companies and corporate.
And then you have this wonderful space. I wasn't expecting the enormous windows. It's really something.
Yes, I think this space is historical in Brussels. And the space is really huge. And we wanted to keep this architecture, like this large window, to a kind of idea of Manhattan or this kind of place. And it's really different than we can find here in Brussels.
And what about desserts?
It will be a well-known dessert like flan caramel, like crème brûlée, but with a twist. A crème brûlée with maybe green tea coming from Japan, or a flan caramel with a touch of coffee. Or we can have rice, like milky rice, and we put some grapefruit on it to have some freshness. The twist and the pinch of different stuff, it's really the signature of this place. It is mainly due for having a nice dinner. You can come here with family or friends, but we are in this space. We have a lot of offices all around, companies, and it's nice to rent this place maybe for 60 or 70 person.
You have lunch every day, but dinner only certain nights of the week?
Yes. First, we have to start slowly. And all the companies all around work only for daily time. And that's why we are open mainly for lunch. And we just open on Thursday and Friday night, just the beginning. And we have to see what kind of people we can have for my dinner or for meal, yes.
Well, with the quality of what you have been offering people, I'm sure that this is going to be wonderful.
Yes, and probably we'll open for weekends. Yes, probably. We'll know.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.